had to reach a protective view.
we're doing a quick class on the Jewish home, and our topic tonight is mutual responsibility and mutual respect. The balance between giving one another autonomy and having mutual responsibility. So, every person needs their own space, and yet we are responsible for one another. So, your brother comes to you and tells you, you know, I'm really tired. I can't see straight. I shouldn't be driving. Oh, boy. Don't tell Mom and Dad. But I have to get back to my apartment. It's an hour and a half drive. But tomorrow morning I have tests. I don't tell Mom and Dad. But, you know, I really shouldn't be driving. So you tell him, no, don't drive. Come on. I'll get up. I'll wake you. We'll figure something out. And he says, no, I'm going to go. Do you tell your parents? He's a danger to himself. He's a danger to other people on the road. You're standing at home. And your wife is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. And there's a knock on the door. And she walks out and answers the door. You're supposed to say something. You finished eating. And your husband forgot the bench. Do you say something? Your husband isn't getting up for davening. And do you say something? Your husband is lying to his boss, or reporting hours that are wrong, or cheating on his taxes. Is that an area that you should be discussing?
For sure.
You understand that these are really, these are areas where there's a line that has to be drawn between what is shared responsibility and what isn't. Your wife likes to get drunk. Is that your issue or not? What about when she's pregnant? Alcohol can really affect the baby. Where do we draw the line? We have to draw lines. And the first rule we have to know about drawing lines is that whether you're right or wrong is not the question. That's not the point. The question is, where do we draw the line? And this is a topic which I believe people should discuss when they're dating. Anyway, I think you have to find that agreement, that understanding. I could tell you, I once dated a girl for a very long time, and when she told me this story that her sibling had to drive at night and she couldn't get in their way and she wouldn't tell the parents, I broke off the relationship. I feel like part of our responsibility when we love someone is to be able to stand up and do something even though they won't like us for it. One of my best friends isn't talking to me till today, or talking to me very curtly, but from his perspective, our relationship is over. And the reason is because he wanted to do something which I was very certain was hurtful to himself. And I didn't take my own opinion on it. I took an outside opinion to make sure I wasn't biased. But he wanted my help in doing something which I thought would hurt him greatly. And I refused to help him. And he felt like, if you were a real friend, you wouldn't have stood in my way. And who are you to call the shot for me? And it's a tough call. Till today, I keep questioning myself whether I should have gone along with him. And I still think I did what was right. I was careful to go to someone external to get another opinion, to see. I drew the whole picture, and the person said, you're 100% right. I went to someone older, wiser, more experienced, and they said, don't. A real friend wouldn't do that with them. But till today, I bumped into him yesterday, and he was like, hi, and walked away.
Do you try to speak to him?
I tried. I wrote him a letter. Sure. Of course I explained my side.
He's listening.
No, he doesn't listen. He wouldn't be listening to any of this. But at any rate, I still like him. I respect him. And I still, to the best I can know, I think I made the right decision. But we have to ask ourselves, where are those lines? And I think that when it comes to a question of a person's safety, there we have to step up. When it comes to familial relationships, meaning her relationship with her siblings, her relationship with her parents, I think that that's a place where you have to step away. Very often you think, no, she should do A or B or C. If she didn't ask you, stay away. If you think she should be more respectful, less respectful, usually we don't understand the complexities of the relationships our spouses, husbands or wife, have within their family, and we shouldn't get involved there. It's not our job to judge them. When it comes to religious issues, I think in general, we should try to honor, to respect, and try not to interfere. Sometimes people want us to interfere. We still have to be super careful. No one wants to be married to a mashgiach. No one wants someone looking over their shoulder. We all know we have weaknesses. Ask yourself, do you want her to be on your back to get up on time for shachris? So some guys tell me, yes. I remember vividly a very good friend of mine told me, I want a girl that knows more halacha than me. I want a girl that's more observant than me. I want a girl that'll spur me on to doing what's right. Okay, you know, to each his own. You can't, I can't draw the formula for someone else. But when you're dating, you have to figure out the formula between you two. I think the stories I gave are good examples of things to discuss. I think that when you've given enough compliments and you've shown enough respect, so then sometimes a wife will want you to mention to her if she forgot the bench. I definitely would want my wife to mention it to me if I missed it. I wouldn't want my wife to mention it to me if I was running late for shachris. I know I'm running late for shachris. I don't think that's her job. But again, that's very personal. I think that we have to firstly ask ourselves, am I going to get anywhere by commenting? If I'm not going to get anywhere, then for sure I shouldn't say anything. You know, she benched without enough kavana. So what am I going to do? That's none of my business. So that's what she's holding in life. Respect her, love her. That's between her and her creator. There's no point in my saying anything. So people suddenly become very religious and say, you know, if I don't say something, what will the kids turn out like? You be an example of what's right and don't worry about it. That's not going to be the problem. It's a bigger problem if you make marital issues. That's a much bigger problem. The fact that she has more kavana, less kavana when she davens or benches, that's not the issue. So the rule is, wherever it's possible, not to interfere. First rule is, wherever possible, stay out. When it's issues of safety, so you also have to draw a line. You know, you're going to tell her not to drive above the speed limit. You don't drive above the speed limit. And what happens when she's driving 100 miles an hour? It's a little hard to draw the line. But you... What? You have to try. I have a friend who repeatedly drives at 100 miles an hour. He's had tremendous car accidents. He's bashed up I don't know how many cars. He's had his license revoked I don't know how many times. Many times I meet him and he's not driving because he can't. He's super wealthy, so it's not a big deal for him. It just means he has to have a cab driver that's willing to drive that fast. He's super impatient. You know, he's very ADHD, so he's not willing to drive any slower than that. His wife begged him and tried in every direction to get him to calm down, and she couldn't succeed. Now what do you do? So you have no choice. What do? You live with it. I have another friend who drove a motorcycle like a madman, and his wife finally convinced him to drive a car. And thank God that she did that. You know, she might have saved his life. So the question is, what are the risks? We gave a few rules. If you're not going to get anything out of it, it's a done deal, so leave it. If it's an issue of safety, so then you have to gauge how serious it is. And then sometimes it's your responsibility, if you love the person, to step up. If it's a question of their religiosity, so then that's usually none of your business. Stay away. If it's an issue that she's not keeping Shabbos, she's turning on the TV and the kids are in the other room or whatever, so then you have to go and get some counseling and figure out how to work it out. If it's that serious that it needs to be discussed, then usually you need counselor to help you work it out, because then it's a big issue.
But when you're married with someone, you also marry because of the level, of Torah level. So if you start to realize that the husband doesn't have any time, so that's also a problem, no?
So that's... people fluctuate. The question is that within a range that's okay? And if you're not okay with it, so then you have to find a good scenario, a good situation to discuss it. And that we will discuss B'ezrat Hashem a different time, how to discuss issues when you are going to bring it up. Right now we're just discussing, where do we draw that line? If your husband is being dishonest with his boss, so more often than not, that's none of your business. he might be wrong, and he might have to pay for it in heaven or hell. But that's not your business. I'm saying
you're married with a crew. But you're married with
you're married, right? So you know you're not super honest on other things. You know, and what about a guy whose wife takes 3 bags for every item at the grocery? You know, at the supermarket, that's also stealing.
Very thin.
Very thin. I understand. That's why every stick of margarine needs its own 3 bags because the bags are very thin, right? So everyone has issues they have to work on and they're wrong about. Now, none of us can live in a scenario where someone's repeatedly chastising us and criticizing us, even though we're wrong. So we began by saying that whether we're right or wrong is not the question. The question here is, where must I say something? So we didn't give anything too definite because it depends on each couple, but we did give a few guidelines. And again, your rule is, if it's not a safety issue, then see if you can avoid mentioning it. And if you have to mention it, so then you have to see how serious it is, because sometimes it means you need a counselor. If she says, I don't want to keep Shabbos anymore, you need therapy. You need to work it out. You're not going to work it out by just sitting and saying, hey, we married with understanding, we're keeping a Torah lifestyle, and now you're not keeping Shabbos. How is this going to work? Obviously, you're going to try that, and it's not going to work. And then you'll go and there's a chim, you'll work it out.
What usually leads to such scenarios?
Depends. There's no one rule. Sometimes it's a person's own instability. Sometimes certain things can happen to turn a person off. Sometimes a person just gets fed up. It's not easy.
Fed up of keeping Shabbos?
100%. You're the one enjoying the Shabbos food. She's the one buying it, cooking, cleaning.
Got it.